sound of Tubeway Army there, and Lincoln has his very own Cobra Elite Cheerleading Squad Army, obviously en route at present. Well, not so much en route, they have arrived, they're there, they're in Blackpool, and we're delighted to actually welcome the legend that is Holly Cox to the airwaves this fine day. How are you, Holly?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good.
Very excited.
Well, absolutely. This is the moment. This is the day, December the 1st, when the whole thing is going to take place, and you're at the Blackpool Winter Gardens for this grand cheerleading competition.
We are, and it's full of people and cheerleaders and bows and pom-poms and uniforms, and it's so much fun.
Looking at the Cobra Elite website, the countdown to the competition is now over. We are now actually there. You're at the Blackpool Winter Gardens. When did you get there? What was the night like yesterday? Did you have you check out the sites?
Well, I got there after work about 8 o'clock. It was dark, but the Blackpool Pier, we could see it. Blackpool Pier and the Blackpool Tower, we could see from like 7 miles away. So we got really excited in the car. And then got here, got to a little hotel. It was quite, like, oldie-worldy. The carpets are all, like, multicolours and nothing matches, and it's great. And everything's just very touristy. And we went and had a look round. And then got back to the hotel and then woke up early this morning for some nice breakfast. And then we got here, and it's busy already.
So talk us through the actual day itself. What sort of things will you be doing when you go on stage? Have you got your running order set out?
We've got our running order already. At the minute, we've got our stunt group performing at around 12 o'clock. That's a group of five who just chuck stunts up in the air. They've all got their hair and makeup done already. And then we perform as a whole group at about 6 o'clock. So we go to warm up kind of 20 minutes before then. And then, yeah, we're on at 6. So it is a long day waiting, but we've got to get all our hair and makeup done and then we chill out and it's just going to be so much fun.
It's obviously good preparation for when you do Dancing on Ice, I suppose, later on, but this is a different sort of side entirely. some name checks for the team. Who are actually in the final Cobra Elite cheerleading side for this?
Oh, gosh, there's loads of us.
Loads, but, okay.
The five that are performing in the stunt group are Laura Brand, Eddie Moore, Alistair, and two Scots. We've got two Scots there, Scott Kelleher and Scott Archibald there. And then there's me, the coaches, we've got Katie and Liz, and then we've got Rosie Brown, who's in, oh God, I don't know where she's, like New Zealand or somewhere, kind of hanging on, because it's really late over there, and she's hanging on till we do the awards, so I think she's going to stay up late so she can Skype us later, because she's a coach that's gone travelling, so.
I would hope so.
Got support from over the seas.
Absolutely, well, I mean, support from over the seas, obviously huge support from Lincoln and other areas around the country from that point of view. Are you feeling reasonably confident?
Yes, I'm just excited. A bit nervous for the people who haven't competed before, yeah. But there's only a couple. But everyone's got really high spirits here, and it's just a generally good day, to be honest. It's good practice for nationals, which are in April, so it's going to be good. It's just a shame we haven't got our uniforms because the company that we ordered it from didn't get it in time. But we've got our shorts and t-shirts on, and we look really smart. We've got all our hair done, and I've got a big quiche at the minute with a big bow in the back of my hair, so. I'm all ready, just need makeup now.
I think it's going to be an absolutely sensational event, and I trust the open top bus is all lined up for you when you actually return to Lincoln, whatever the weather.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I think a couple of us are going to go out and see if we can go out and think afterwards. It's a bit quiet, but it's fun.
Now, I mean, just sort of proving that obviously you're a serious competitor to this, presumably, are you back at work tomorrow morning?
No, I got it booked off.
Okay, I see. I was just wondering whether you'd sort of work through that basis.
I might have to go in for 11 o'clock, but I really do hope not.
Okay.
I've got work on Tuesday.
And the website address, of course, for Cobra Elite is?
www.cobraelitecheerleading.co.uk.
And all the details will be forthcoming. Holly, we wish you all the very... I'm excited, and I'm about 160 miles away from you at present, so good luck.
Yeah.
Very positive lines from
that
point of view.
I'll tell the team we've got your support.
Absolutely, and I think, well, you are the Midrick Drives official cheerleading sort of...
I am indeed.
And even if we can't fit in another studio visit before Christmas, hopefully we'll be able to you'll be able to join us for one of our Christmas meals. I think Ed Wellman is keen to actually ensure that you come along to...
Just send me a message.
We will indeed. Holly, all the very best. Good luck with respect to the whole event. And
Just
go there and do your best.
I'll give you a text on how we've done.
Exactly. Yay! Yay!
Thank you.